This is KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Bill Handel here. Now, you've heard story after story we've done on the morning show about pit bulls eating people and Rottweilers, and the call to ban the breed, to at least neuter everyone that's around. As a matter of fact, Rich Marott is a big fan of just basically killing every single pit bull on the planet. Gentleman who probably knows more about dogs than anybody out there. You've seen his commercials. He's been on PBS. The guy's been around forever. Uncle Matty, who's helped me a couple of times and is a true expert in the world of dogs. Uncle Matty, thank you for joining us here on KFI.
Bill, it's a pleasure. Thank you.
Okay, now let's talk about this breed, the pit bull, and its progeny. I'm assuming maybe Rottweiler's not in it. What, first of all, is the dog inherently more dangerous than a German Shepherd, than a Shih Tzu, than a Chihuahua?
Well, to be real honest with you, if you look at the pit bull and you go back to the history, Helen Keller owned a pit bull, right? I mean, they're not a bad breed. It's always about who owns it, all right? But if you look at statistics, German Shepherds are the number one dog bite in the country. And you say, why? Well, because you have a lot of them. Remember the lab that mauled the lady with the face transplant? That was a Labrador Retriever. Just yesterday, these two Shih Tzus just bit a lady 40 stitches on the arm. And so I probably talk to 50 to 80 people a week, and 80% of them have either been bitten by their own dog or bitten their friends, and not rarely, maybe one, is a pit bull. So it's the size of the dog that scares people, and it's also how they're raised, Bill.
Also, isn't physiologically they're a different dog, the way they bite and the way their jaws work?
No, because I'll give you an example. Let's say you went to a breeder and I went to a breeder. We took out a pit bull puppy, 8 weeks, really sweet animal, nice, friendly, everything. I didn't raise it properly. You raised it, you socialized it, you brought it around people, you had a trainer train it, you were involved in the training. The dog is a loving dog and it's out in the world. I put it in the backyard, tied it up, and just didn't let it around people. 2 years later, this dog grows up, he wants to kill everything, and everybody gets out and he attacks things. Your dog is so friendly, you've taken him to schools, he's the best dog in the world. And you look at that and say, well, what's the difference? One is socialized, one is trained, one is a yard dog. And if you go down the street and you look at all these dogs in the backyard, they're all lunging at the fence, growling and growling, and everybody's saying, hey, I got a guard dog. But you look at the breeds, most of them are, I mean, there's not a breed in the world that doesn't bite. Chihuahuas. I mean, Jack Russell just mauled a lady. She's in the hospital. So it's endless about dog biting. But the pit bull is, because it's the media. It's so horrific. The media goes, like the Doberman 40 years ago. Dobermans turned on their master. Right? That was the thing. And then the Rottweiler kills people.
Right. Now, Uncle Matty, let me ask you this. Is there any particular breed that is more aggressive by nature than others? I mean, I certainly have had dogs that are known for sweetness, are known for just licking you to death.
I think if you, everything is about breeding, Bill. It's all about genetics. You know, you can have a pit bull as a seeing eye dog, and you can have a pit bull as a guard dog, and you can have a pit bull as just a wild dog. Same thing with shepherd, same thing with lab. It's all about breeding and all about how you raise it. Most people, 99% of people, don't know how to pick out a dog, don't do a personality test, and I'm sorry to say, don't train. So they think love is enough. But you take a pit bull, let's make the pit bull strong dog, powerful, no rules, nothing. He just is going to be what the dog he is, like a wild animal. Then he's going to hurt people. So is the Rottweiler. Guy just called me today. He has a what they call a lab mix, and it just attacked his neighbor's dog. I said, do you have a trainer? He says, no, left in the backyard and finally got out and attacked the dog. And so now the lab mix can't be a vicious breed.
So is it, in every case, is it a question of the owner's fault?
99% of the time, well, the dog does the problem, so you have to say it's part of the dog. But if you look out in Northern California with that pit mix that killed that boy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there this woman has two dogs. They're in heat. She leaves them alone. They've never been trained. They're wild animals. And so this boy comes up, gets the middle of a breeding, and gets killed. And then the neighbors go, it's a wonderful dog. Well, there's the owner leaving dogs loose, untrained, and this poor boy is the victim. It could have been any dog that had that propensity to do that. So is it a breed problem or a breeding problem, or is it a lack of training? And you have to look at the world and you say there's 5 million dog bites a year by the family pet. 5 million. That's reported. And you have to say to yourself, Well, where is the problem? And it's the people making the dog their baby, their child, their best friend.
And you can't do that. It's a dog, right?
It's got four legs, and I'm sorry to say, it sniffs stool. It is a dog. It's never a person in dog's clothing. And you look at all these little dogs that bite people, and the reason it's not a problem, because they won't kill an adult, but they will maul the baby. Like about 10 years ago, Pomeranian jumped on the bed, took the baby's neck, shook it, and killed it.
Now, a Pomeranian?
Yes.
That's a tiny little dog.
Right. But it's a little baby, 8 months. So now you ban the Pomeranian. And then you ban the Chihuahua.
So obviously you are opposed to any kind of banning of any breed at this point.
I don't think you ban the breed, but I think what you have to do is make people responsible.
And how do you do that? I mean, realistically, do you pass laws, you know, for example, a driving test. You got to go and you got to have a driving test before you're allowed to go near a car. Do you do the same thing before you're owned a dog?
You hit it right on the head, Bill. You are the first person I've ever spoken to the media that said that. You license people to own dogs. You make them responsible. You say, listen, this is the rules. You have to take a test to know what you're doing. And if you can pass the test, then you can own a dog. And if something happens, you have a consequence. And I think the first dog bite is $5,000. Second dog bite is $15,000.
You're talking about the fine to the individual.
That's right.
All right. How about the insurance companies that won't, for example, insure certain breeds? Is that, again, just the media?
I think it's yes, same thing. I think it's discriminatory. I think the world should be simply, if your dog bites, whatever the dog is, you either lose your homeowners or you pay a $5,000 fine. And that's going to stop people, or what's going to happen is everybody's going to give the dog away to the shelter. Because you got to look at most of the rules. 99% of people don't train, and yet they bring the animal in, and they want it to love, and they think love is enough. Mm-hmm. And they go to these dog classes, which can't possibly work, because all your problems are in the home. You don't hear about dogs mauling people in groups. You hear about it at the home.
Yeah.
So if you make people responsible, it's like drinking and driving. You get immediately arrested. There's no I'm sorry.
That's true.
When your dog bites somebody, that's it. You get, boom, $5,000 fine, and everybody knows the dog's a biter. You know why? Because they say, he's growled, he's snarled, he didn't break the skin. Oh, he bit. Hey, he didn't mean it. What did he mean?
Right. Yeah, what does that mean? He didn't mean it.
What did he mean? He only bites on Thursday. Really?
Maddie, let me ask you about dogs that are provoked. You have a little kid that provokes a dog until the dog just can't take it any longer. Or can a dog be trained that it never bites no matter what?
No, but I think, you hit it right on the head. I have people saying to me, my kids, fall on the dog, pull on the dog, pull in the ear. I said, well, the dog's not going to take it. Well, he should take it. I said, why would he take it? First of all, he's going to bite out of pain. The kid's going to hurt him. He steps on him. And the dog sees the children as a litter mate. So why do you have all these kids getting bit, boys twice as much under 12 as girls? Because parents go, the dog is supposed to take everything? That's insanity. And what you hear more than anything is I say, would you let your kids run up to a dog and fall on a strange dog? He says, oh, no. I said, why? We don't know the dog. Okay, so now you have your own dog that you know growls. Why do you do it? Well, he loves us. What does love have to do with biting? So people let their children get bit, and I had a guy who called me. His dog bit his child in the face, a golden retriever, and I said, you know, this is a dangerous dog. You can't have it around your child. No, he didn't mean it. 2 years later, get 50 stitches in the head. He kept the dog, Bill.
Jeez.
Kept the dog, and that's the problem. It's child endangerment.
That's crazy.
You got to wake people up here and go, wait a minute. This is a dog. They need training like anything else in life, and if you don't do it, there's consequences. And for example, number one reason dogs die is cancer, too, is killed by cars. Whose fault is it that a dog gets killed by a car? The owner. Runs in the street, gets killed by a car.
Right.
So it's a lack of education on people's part. They don't believe in dog training. And the problem is that the dogs who kill, okay, you go back in the history, because I'm an expert witness in dog bite cases, you always see the pattern. Like, 6 months ago, that Rottweiler took that baby out of this lady's hand in Burbank and killed it? About 6 months ago?
Yeah.
Well, you have to know this dog couldn't be a wonderful dog, and then all of a sudden it killed.
Yeah, they don't do it out of
Right. It's a pattern of behavior, and finally, and that's the danger. And every dog is not going to be good with children. One of the problems is that people have a dog. Like I have a lady who has an 11-year-old dog, has growled and bitten her landlord, and now they have a baby. So they put the baby up to the dog, and the dog snapped at the baby. So what do we do? We say, well, it's 11 years old.
Oh, yeah.
We can't make the dog with the baby. You can train the dog, but keep the dog away from the baby because it's also bitten people. Well, we want it to love the baby.
Well, I mean, obviously, at that point, you call the Korean neighbors.
Right. And I say, this is an Australian Shepherd mix. I said, the dog is not socialized.
Right, it's crazy.
I said, why didn't you train it?
All right, Matty. I mean, I you know what? You certainly know what you're talking about, and you make a hell of a case, and I hope Rich is listening to this. Matty, we can reach you at UncleMatty.com, right?
That's right. I'm M-A-T-T-Y.com.
That's
so
right. And they have a book, The Complete Guide to Understanding and Preventing Aggressive Behavior in Box. Yeah, GRRR. I love that. GRRR. G-R-R-R-R. Okay? And there you are, a picture of a dog that has just taken a chunk out of Matty's face. It's
that's the right side, Bill. Only the right side.
So the book is called GRRR, G-R-R-R, by Uncle Matty Margolis.
And, you know, the other thing people can do is they go to my website and they go into the training center. There's a whole section on aggression, and there's also a test. And I wrote an article for the L.A. Times, Tooth or Consequences, Why Dogs Bite Children. Right. And the most important thing people can do is look at their dog realistically. If it is aggressive, training is the answer. Don't ignore it. Look at it and say, we better do something about it, because the alternative is you want to get rid of the dog or modify the problem.
Yep. All right, Matty, great advice as always. UncleMatty.com. That's M-A-T-T-Y. Take care, Matty.
Bill, thanks so much.
We'll talk again.
Okay.
This is KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio.